Saturday night's late game is the Dallas Cowboys at the Los Angeles Rams. Cowboys and the Rams, really a lot like the Colts and the Chiefs in one aspect. Cowboys started out 3-5, left for dead, but they won 8 of their last 9, and their lone loss was to the red-hot Colts. The Rams, they started out 8-0, but they finished 13-3. Their losses, though, to some pretty good football teams, the Saints, the Bears, and the Eagles, of course, all playoff teams.
That's right, and this game is in L.A., but, Coach, as we've seen earlier this season, and you and I have discussed many times, the Rams, they will not have the home field advantage as far as fans in the crowd. I'm pretty sure there's going to be more people with Cowboy attire than Rams. Rams are a touchdown favorite, but they gave up 30 or more 7 times this year. That's a concern if they're going to advance.
You know, we talked about the fan support or lack thereof for the Rams there in L.A. They've been drawing good crowds. It's just that they've been drawn by fans of other teams. But you and I have talked about that earlier this year, is that L.A. was out football for so long that the football fans out there in the NFL, they were kind of disdained with the Rams for moving to St. Louis. And then, of course, the Raiders left Los Angeles, went back to Oakland. Now Los Angeles has 2 football teams all of a sudden, the Rams and the Chargers. Both of them are having trouble generating a fan base out there. But I think winning playoff games and getting to the Super Bowl, possibly winning the Super Bowl, I think that's going to make those fans come back to the home team, so to speak. You've got Jared Goff at quarterback for the Rams, done a great job. Dak Prescott, the Mississippi State graduate, he is the quarterback for the Cowboys. Basically, his play went ahead and decided that Tony Romo needed to retire and get into the broadcast booth. And those guys, and rightfully so, are the focus of the offense. But Zeke Elliott and Todd Gurley, those are the two guys that I'm watching, because this is playoff football. Postseason games, more often than not, are decided by who can run the ball and who can stop the run, something that you and I agree on wholeheartedly.
Yeah, and we have from day one. And Dallas has shown they can do both. They can run it. They can stop the run. But the Rams do average 33 a game. Concern for Cowboy fans, the Cowboys aren't built to come from behind. So they need to keep it close or get a lead early. Numbers, Rams have only covered 1 of their last 6 home games. Both teams have struggled in the playoffs against the point spread. The Rams have only covered 1 of their last 6 playoff games, and Dallas just 1-4 their last 5 postseason games.